to Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I'm here with my super fine co-host, Diana Dahlgren. Diana, what's happening over there?
Girl, I'm just hanging out. I've been hanging out all week long.
All week long? I was like, you're finally back from France, so you're just like chilling out, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just been doing this health thing with my doctors, so I'm kind of just chilling, you know? And then I've been off fat burners for a week, and I'm like, I went through caffeine withdrawals. It was horrible.
I don't take too much caffeine, actually. I use the Amino Energy maybe a couple of times a day, but even in that, if you take two scoops of Optimum's Amino Energy, it's only 50 milligrams of caffeine. So it's not like it's too much. That's like less than a cup of coffee. So I don't know what it's like to like come off of caffeine, but I can imagine it's like pretty hard when you're coming off of fat burners for so long, you know?
Oh my gosh. It is rough. Let me just tell you what, you feel like crap. And it's almost like you're bipolar, because one minute you could feel good, and then like 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, I feel like shit again. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I feel good again. And then, oh, I feel like shit again. But so doing cardio and stuff this week has been really rough. Like I'll go through a half hour and it'll just be like, I'm barely moving, but I'm like trying to do something. Cause you know, I got to do, I'm doing the show. So prepping while I'm doing this. So definitely been rough, and I didn't have any carbs the first 4 days, like only green vegetables and no grains, no yams. So my energy was very extra low, let me tell you that.
I can only imagine.
I know, it was rough. How's your week been going?
My week is good. It was really exciting. This last weekend, we had one of the big bodybuilding shows here in Illinois, and it's at the Midwest Ironman. And very exciting, because Michael and I actually had three girls, three of our clients in the show. And I got to get huge props to all three of our females, because they rocked it. One girl, I think she ended up placing sixth in bikini. We'd only been working with her for a short amount of time, and she worked her ass off. She was working with someone else and switched to us, and we just had to we had to kill her almost to get her ready for contest. But she made such a turnaround, and this is one of our girls that we know is going to do pretty well on the national level stage. She has kind of a sensual look that sometimes at the local level they're not real sure what to do with, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they want the real cutesy girls. So we had her. I had another gal. She started out at about, I don't know, almost 140 pounds, and she's only like 5'3", I think. And on stage, she was 113. We had the biggest bikini class that we've ever had at a Chicago show. There was 19 girls in the short class, which is crazy, because last year there were like six. And she took third, which was huge, and she rocked it. And then we had a figure girl compete in Masters. She won overall of Masters and then took first place in the Open. So it was a very, we were like, Michael and I were like very proud parents on Saturday, seeing all of our girls kind of a clean house. So they did a great job. So it's always fun to go to those shows. Dennis James was a guest poser. We hung out with Mel Chansey. He's one of our good friends out here. So it was good. So now it's time for, you know, get these girls ready for their next shows, and we've added a couple more to our client list for shows coming up in the spring. So now it's just kind of starting all over for us. But it was fun. It was a fun weekend. It's always good when you get to schmooze and have some fun with your bodybuilding friends, you know, because you don't get to do that
often. Oh,
it is.
It's so fun. Well, I love going to shows and seeing everyone and catching up with them. I think it's the funnest thing ever.
It is, because it's a little different too than when you go to pro shows. When you go to pro shows, it's a different group of people. You're all industry people, you know, for the most part. If anyone ever goes to pro shows, you've got MD there, you've got Flex, you've got RX, you've got Oxygen Magazine people, that like you've got all of the upper echelon. But it's kind of cool sometimes to go to the local show and just see like your friends and talk to the guys who are excited about winning the overall at a local show. You know, it's always fun. And Chuck Sanow, he's one of the other pros here in the States. He turned pro as Masters. quite a while ago, he's our NPC chairman, and he runs such a great show. So it's always fun to hang out with everybody. Although I got to say, I'm really excited about our show today, Diana, because we get to talk about some fun stuff. Now, we got to talk about like the typical preliminary, like recap some shows, preview a show. But afterwards, we're talking about the hottest.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not ruining it?
Yeah, you're ruining it.
I'm ruining it. Okay. We're going to talk about some hot top tens that every woman and every man needs to know in regards to the opposite sex. Does that sound good? That's not ruining it, right?
There we go. We got to keep the fire alive.
Okay, well, we're talking dirty after we talk about this. So stay tuned. Don't turn off our show because we're going to recap some shows. Listen, because you've got a lot of good juicy stuff to talk about. Okay. All right, Dana, if you want to recap the Sacramento Pro, yeah?
Yes, I will. Okay. So, top three. First off, when Amanda Latona won the show, that was definitely, I think, me and you had that one.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, locked in Amanda for first. And then we have Tanya Eubanks in second and Natalie Pennington in third place. And so I think it's awesome that that Tanya Eubanks got second. It's nice to see someone new in the top three, like a little different. You know, it's a new name for sure.
Absolutely. And she looked great. So very, very big congrats to her. And then we also had the Kentucky Muscle Pro Figure. And I think this was we were pretty much right on our predictions. We had Jennifer Strobo taking first place. And second place was someone we didn't mention. It was Chelsea Morgenstern, who looked great. She snagged second place. And then Candace John, who we mentioned last week too, took third place. So congrats to the three of them for their Olympia qualifications as well.
Congrats, ladies. And then we have a show coming up.
This weekend.
It's your show. I'm Guess gonna be what, there. Everyone? She's doing it now. She decided last minute.
Yes, I was going to do it, and then I wasn't going to do it, and then I was like, you know what, I'm just going to wait and make sure I am where I need to be and send in my contract at the last possible second, a big apology to the IFBB and to Jack Tatone and for everyone because I legitimately waited to the last possible second to turn my contract in. But yes, I am 100% heading to Iowa this weekend for the Iowa Pro.
And I cannot wait to see what happens.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited for next week's show because we get to talk about how you did.
You know, it's different. This is kind of a different group of girls that I'm up against. I mean, the first time it was very intimidating for my pro debut because I had you. I had Miss Reigning Olympia herself.
Yeah.
Like all of these great girls. I'm like, oh my God, I'm little bitty Christina coming into my first pro show. I took six, so I was happy. And then after that, it was Phoenix, which was a pretty deep show, and then the Olympia. So I'm excited that it's, you know, a little bit smaller of a show. There isn't Miss Olympia in this one, and there isn't a Diana Dahlgren. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't jump in. It's too late. You can't do it, Diana. But no, I'm super excited. Lots of good girls. And honestly, quite a few girls that I don't know. It's weird. It's either girls that I have never met or I'm pretty good friends with that are doing this show. So it's kind of fun to be able to compete with your friends and then also meet some new girls at the same time.
So looking at the list here, for the Hydralyze Ultra Women's Pro Bikini, because there also is the men's 212.
Correct.
But for the bikini first, we have Jennifer Andrews, Vanessa Campbell, Kim Arcangelis, Jennifer Dietrich, Trina Goosby, Candace Graham, Christy Marquez, Christy Merritt, Nicole Monier-Guerrero. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
That's 100% correct, yep.
Okay, perfect. And then Heather Nappe, Tiana Ta, Roya Tehrani, Christy Tracy Winter, and Christina Vujnic. Do I say it right? Vujnic?
Vujnic.
Well, I always say Vujnic.
That's all right. I'm just waiting for Mike to marry me so I can change my name to Liberatore.
So it's Vujnic?
Yeah.
Vujnic.
Yes.
Vujnic. Did you just say you wanted to be changed to Liberatore?
I said all I got to do is get Mike to marry me because I need to change my name to Liberatore. It'll be easier to pronounce.
That'll be cute. You guys will be like the bodybuilding couple. You'll be like the Sistineros. I love them. They're so awesome. She's freaking dedicated. You should see her. The few times I've seen her, I've seen her in a bathroom when she was prepping for a show. I've seen her in Europa and at the Connecticut Europa last year when I went. She came into the back restroom and was talking to Jessica Putnam, and all three of us were talking, and she was like serious. She weighs herself in the morning, then she weighs herself at night before bed to see how much weight she loses from, you know, when she goes to sleep to when she wakes up the next morning. Like, she's constantly like, I think she's getting it down to a science, right?
So yes, like Guy, Sister Nina, and Bethany, it's funny, both of them are very, Guy's almost even worse than Bethany. Guy's very neurotic about and very anal about his weight. Like, he keeps a journal like of every single day during every single prep, so he can go back the next time he preps and see exactly where he was at that specific day the last time. It's nuts, which is funny because Michael and Guy are actually really good friends. Me and Bethany have become pretty good friends. So yeah, they're a pro married couple. We're hopefully almost married pro couple. And Mike and I are like the complete opposite. We're like, I don't really know how this prep is different than the last one. I don't really know what I'm eating. I'm eating a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So they are the complete opposite end of the spectrum than we are. But I always tell Mike he's got to marry me to move me up from the end of the alphabet because I'm usually the last girl on stage. I was the very last, dead last one at the Olympia. So I'm like, marry me and stick me in the middle of the lineup already.
Oh, yeah. Well, one day you'll get your dream of being in the middle of the lineup.
If only. That's it. it should be a very good show. The Hydralyze Ultra Women's Pro Bikini and 212 over in Davenport. So next week we will have a full recap. Hopefully I come home with some sort of trophy or medallion, and I can be excited about...
And a qualification.
Hopefully getting a qualification. Okay, I'm not going to jinx it. All right, done. All right.
Yeah, we're not even going to do who we think we're going to get top three because we're just going to wait for you to get top three and you're going to bring home the qualification.
There we go. See, I like the way this sounds. So we don't want to jinx it, and I don't want to talk bad about or talk too good or too bad about anyone in the lineup. So very good luck to all of the females competing. There we go.
There we go. Good luck, ladies.
Good luck. All right, so now to the good juicy stuff. So... Diana, you and I have decided to cover two very fun topics, which I think are fun and interesting and both hilarious at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one that we're going to talk about is the 10 hottest text messages to send to a guy. Now, this is from Cosmo, and as everyone knows, it's not that Diana and I are big Cosmo readers, but these are freaking hilarious, and they deserve a little bit of publicity because some of these are pretty okay, and some of them are way too ridiculous sounding.
Yeah, some of them are kind of ridiculous.
They're pretty bad. So here's one of them, and Diana, we'll go through like a handful of them. I don't want to go through all of them. We'll go through a handful of them, and then we can give our critiques on what we think if we would or would not send this to a guy. Okay.
Sounds perfect.
Okay. So the first one says, I know you're busy today, but can you add one thing to your to-do list? Me.
You know what? I kind of like that one.
I think I would break that up into two text messages. I would say, hey, I know you're busy. Can you add one more thing on your to-do list? And they would say, what do you need, babe? What are you thinking? And then I would say me. I'd break it up into two text messages.
I would definitely do that too. I don't think I could do that at all. Maybe if I was really horny and I was like just trying to get straight to the point, I'd be like, hey, I know you're busy, but I really need you to do me today.
Exactly. You would quit the funny humor in it and you would just be like, please later do me. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Got it. All right. Another one here is just got out of the shower. Why don't you come over and help me get dirty again?
No, that's kind of gay.
I don't like that one either.
Sorry, that's not gay.
I don't like that one.
That's just dumb.
That's not even like, that's a little too, that's like trying too hard. You're not even being witty at that point. Like that's like a bad pickup line, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's like, it's like if I would have gotten that, I would have been like, really? Is that really what they're saying right now?
Yeah. Another one is, in 30 minutes, I'll be getting off. Will you be here to join in the fun?
I would think I would say that in a quicker way, too. I'd be like, 30 minutes, I'm getting off. Or, I don't know how you could say that, but, I mean, I could work with that one.
I could maybe work with that one. I would just be afraid that the guy wouldn't get it. Like, you're getting off in 30 minutes. Okay, you're done with work in 30 minutes. I'll see you home in half an hour. Like, I'd be afraid that whoever the guy was, that they may not get it.
Yeah, he'd probably be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Exactly. Another one is, had a very dirty dream about you last night. Let's reenact it tonight.
You know what I would do with that one? I would kind of leave it up to him. I'd be like, babe, I totally had a dirty sex dream last night. And see what he says and be like,
yes.
And like have him anticipate like, well, ooh, what is it? And then have me tell him, be like, yeah, you want to like reenact it?
Yeah, see, I think these can be broken up into more than just...
like a conversation almost.
Yeah, you almost want to go back and forth, or else it just sounds like you're trying way too hard.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Another one is using one hand to write this text, press and send the button, using the other hand to press my button. Okay, I feel like I can't even like say this one without laughing. I get the point, but I don't think I'd word it that way.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
Okay. Next one is practicing yoga poses, totally naked. Want to see how flexible I am?
No, I would be like, I wouldn't do the whole want to see how flexible I am. I would just be like, I'm naked doing yoga right now. Because anytime you say naked to a guy in my past experiences, the guy's been like, whoa. Hello, like, can I come over? Can I join you? Like, you don't need to say, oh, I'm practicing yoga poses naked. Do you want to practice? Like, it would just be fun to just be like, I'm doing yoga naked. And he would, for sure, any man would be like, oh, hey, can I join in on the fun?
Exactly. Exactly. I don't like the want to see how flexible I am.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
Okay, then the last one is, just went to the party at the bar and took off my underwear. One less thing for you to remove tonight.
that sounds slutty.
Yeah, that sounds a little too like skanky.
Yeah, that one sounds a little too skanky.
If I was the guy, I would be like, please put it back on. Please put him back on. Like,
yeah.
Walking around commando, that's not cool.
That one's not good at all.
Yeah, see, I don't know. And that was all of them. I'm just like, I don't really like most of these, except the put me on your to-do list. That's my favorite.
Yeah, we can just work around those ones.
Exactly. So to the ladies listening, try not to send any of these text messages to anybody ever. You can split them in half.
Yeah, I don't know about Cosmo.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cosmo. Really doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. I think you and I need to write this article. We've had much better ones to discuss.
Yeah, exactly. We do. We're horny, and we know how to have sex on some talk.
This is, yeah. I feel like 16-year-olds could have came up with something better than that. Honestly, with all their sexting going on nowadays among these kiddos, I'm sure they can come up with better ones. All right, so then the next topic is the 10 hottest songs to have sex to. Now, this is interesting because, Diana, before you get ready to engage in adult activities, do you say to yourself, you know what, I really need to put on some music?
You want to know by myself?
with your partner, I do. What about with your partner?
With my partner? Honest to God, I don't, but I have my ex. In the past, actually has. Like, he would put on his laptop, like, he'd pull it out real quick and, like, press play, and, like, music would just start playing.
So he had probably had, like a playlist for that, huh?
Yeah, well, like...
Or is it just shuffle? Because that way, like, Metallica doesn't, like, show up on your playlist.
No, it was Pandora. He liked this one specific... If you put in, you know, the one artist, it'll play things that are like that.
Yeah.
So he would always Pandora, like... you know, Afrojack or Benny Benassi or like some like dance, like techno music like that.
Okay.
But yeah, so sometimes it was a really fast beat.
I was going to say, I had a friend who, her boyfriend always had this like old school Tyrese CD, and he'd put the old school Tyrese CD in every time. And I'm like, man, I can't look at Tyrese the same if I were doing that every time. Like, that would not be cool.
Yeah. Nah.
No. Okay, so let's go through the top 10 hottest songs. So the first one is Sex is on Fire by the Kings of Leon. What do you think of that one?
You want to know something? I can't recall that song.
I like this song.
Is it?
I don't know if it'd be good for that moment, but it is a pretty good song.
If it came on, does it have a good beat so you can really romp on?
No, it's a little more like you're driving in the car, the windows are down, and you can like enjoy the day. That's how I would listen to it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that then.
Okay. The next one is Love in This Club by Usher.
Hell no.
No.
Hell to the no.
No. Okay, next one. One in a Million by Aaliyah. I don't know if I remember this one.
Slow song.
I think it's a slow song too, but I just can't do that. No slow songs for me.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Okay, this is a good one, everybody. Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Hell no.
I would laugh if that were to come on. I would be like, what the hell is that? And turn this off.
That is, I'm sorry, but that's not, no.
There
Let's
is,
get it on.
I know, see, exactly. The next one is Too Close by Next. Do you remember that song?
No, I don't.
See, I'm gonna put this link up online because they've got little YouTube videos.
They do?
On the article. Yeah, so I could play it, but I don't know if everybody could hear it. Actually, yeah, I'm gonna try this. Hold on, I'm gonna see if this can happen. Bear with me for a moment.
No problem.
I don't think I can get it. Nope, it's playing and I can't hear anything. Okay, never mind. I'll post a link up online so everybody can hear it because you can't hear it. The next one, let's see, as I do this, is Wicked Game by Chris Isaak, which I don't know the song either.
I don't know that one either. Based off the first three or four we talked about, I'm assuming that these are going to be like the text messages. There's like Cosmo just wasn't cutting it this week.
What the hell? Oh, here's one that everybody knows. What Goes Around Comes Around by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, but that's like a cheating song. Yeah.
It even says on here.
Is really good. Like I could see some sensual stuff going on with the beat.
Very true. The description on here says the lyrics say cheating, betrayal, and sadness, but the beat screams hot sex. So just drown out the words with moans is what it says.
There you go. See? I know what's up.
Not bad. This might not be a bad one. Crash Into Me by the Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band? Come on now.
Yeah. See, I get the song because the song gets kind of sexy. I think he says, you know, hike up your skirt a little more and show the world to me. Right? I know it's a sexy song, but it takes me back to like junior high school.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, I'm not too savvy on that one.
No. And then we've got a Criminal by Fiona Apple. Do you remember that song?
No, I don't.
I know that song, and that is definitely not a possibility for me. I know that, again, takes me back to junior high school. That was like the first CD I ever got was Fiona Apple.
Yeah, I don't even recall Fiona Apple.
Oh, that might have been, how old are you again? You're 21, 22? 21. It might have been a couple years before you, because I remember. And I'm not that much older than you.
Yeah, I don't even remember any songs. Like, I just remember Britney Spears and NSYNC. That was what's up. And Backstreet Boys.
Okay, it's frustrating me that these songs are like so bad. I'm just Googling really quick. This is all live searching. Okay, I'm trying to see if there's any other good ones here, but I got nothing else. I'm looking at this list of like hottest songs to have sex to, and they're all like Nine Inch Nails. Apparently someone thinks that's a good song.
You want to know a good song? I'm just going to give a little tip, and I should totally not be saying this on air, but whatever. I'll spice it up a little bit. Next Go Around by Nickelback is a great song to have sex to. look that one up, okay? Next Go Around by Nickelback.
Next Go Around by Nickelback. Here's one, I Want Your Sex by George Michael. that's one online right now.
No. I want your sex. No.
Not going with that one. Okay. So no George Michael. What about a little bit of Prince, maybe?
No.
Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
I could do that one.
What about Bump and Grind by R. Kelly?
Can't recall that one.
What about, none of these other ones. Some of these other ones are a little too old school. Like the Marvin Gaye, like I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I can't do any of those. It's like,
I'm going to go through just a couple more. Love in This Club, again.
Love in the Club? Really? Who's making love to Love in the Club?
I don't know. If someone is, please tell me, because I don't know how I feel about that.
I am not into that at all.
Oh, Ignition by R. Kelly. You remember that one?
Yeah, but I don't think that one's that good.
Yeah,
Maybe.
It would just be in the background, though. You know, you wouldn't actually be, like, listening to it. Well, this was a bust, I think.
No, it kind of was a bust. I'm sorry.
This was a bad. That's okay. Maybe if you have an idea for best and sexiest songs and you're listening, you can tell us, and then we'll put together the Muscle Girls, Inc. sexiest song list, and then we can actually have the real...
Diana and Christina's favorite song to get down to.
Yeah, see? Someone's got Promiscuous on here by freaking Nelly Furtado. No. Like, these are just bad. Lollipop by Lil Wayne. Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones. This is ridiculous. All right, that's it. We got to have a real list now. These are just outrageous.
Yeah, maybe we should submit our own list to Cosmo, because that list is pretty whack.
That is, we're going to tell them the RX Muscle listeners have a much better grasp on sex and how and what to listen to while you're doing it.
Exactly.
Sounds good. All right. Well, on that note.
Are we wrapping the show on that note, or are we going to, should we talk about something else?
I think we need to talk about something else, because I feel like that was really bad, and I almost feel really bad that that's what we're ending the show on. What else you got, Diane? Anything?
Well, let's see. No, I don't. I mean, who's excited for Christina?
This is the most awkward ending to our segment ever, I think.
It totally is. This sucks. Let's just wrap it.
We gotta. Yeah, Like a Virgin apparently is another one. We'll end it on that one. If anyone is having sex to them.
Oh, wait, you want to know something? I want to talk about something. I'm sorry, this doesn't have to do with sex, but it has to do with getting me sexy looking.
What is it?
Not only working out, but I ordered this stuff, and I'm sure you know what it is. It's tanning without tanning in a tanning booth. It's called Melanotan.
Melanotan, yes.
Melanotan.
Yes.
Have you heard of it? Have you used it?
I have heard of it, and I have used it. Correct.
Dude, I am getting freckles everywhere. It's like I started using it the day I got back from France, this Halloween night. I'm in the loading phase. You do a larger amount for the first week. Oh, my gosh. Seriously? I'm getting tan.
Are you going in the tanning booth at all?
No.
See, that's the key.
Oh, is it?
The key is to use a little bit for a couple days and tan a little bit those few days, like the first week. And then you only have to use the Melanotan maybe once a week after that. If you just tan maybe a couple times a week, then you'll be able to maintain. I'll give props really quick to Great White Peptides. A friend of mine runs that company, and they actually sell Melanotan. So it's Great White peptides. I think it's greatwhitelabswithaz.com, I think is the website. Because you can order it through them too, because yeah, you use a little bit of the melanotan for a couple of days and you tan in the tanning booth, and then you only have to tan maybe once a week in the booth, and you don't have to go on like the super high bed. It just kind of helps raise the melanin in your skin.
And how much milliliters are you using when you do use it? A few times a week? Like 10 or 5?
I'm supposed to know this, but I usually have Mike do it for me, so I don't know how much is actually in there when I use it, to be honest.
Okay, so he uses it too then?
Once in a while. We don't use it all the time.
I've been using it every night. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know if you necessarily have to use it every night. Everybody does it a little bit different. I would just use it for a couple days and then tan maybe once a week, and then I maybe use it like once a week, maybe twice a week after that. I haven't used it in months, though, probably since... like way before the Olympia, I haven't used it at all. I haven't been tanning. I'm freaking white as a ghost right now. But it does work and it is safe. And Great White Peptides is where you can get it from. And if you order from them, tell them you heard it.
Sterile water and syringes too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. I'm pretty sure you can get the bacterial static water from them as well. Yep.
Perfect. Well, that's how we're going to end the show with the know that Diana's ginger white self is getting tan by the second, and I'm loving it, and I'm going to get sexified, and I just love it.
And on that note, that's the show. Diana's sexified. Thank you for listening to Muscle Girls Inc. this week, and I'm sorry for the bust that I had with the damn text messages and music. I'm done with Cosmo. I'm done.
It's okay. We'll get a better one next week.
I'm gonna make that everyone else who's listening. I'm gonna make that their homework. Maybe if you're listening and you can find an article and you've got some good stuff you want to say about sex, tell us. We'll read it on the air. Hey there, Diana. Hey there.
Hello,
Diana. I think I lost you for like half a second.
There you go. No, I don't know why. Cut out.
Okay, that's weird. Okay, well, that does it for this episode, Diana.
We're going to have to have Jeff edit that part.
Sorry, Jeff, or you can leave it in. That leads to the authenticity of this radio show. We just keep freaking crashing and burning.
Oh, my Thank God.
Listeners.
This has been the greatest recording we've ever done.
For anyone that is still listening this whole time, God bless you. You are the only people we love. All right, well, that does it for this episode, and we'll be back after the break. Diana, I love you.
I love you too, girl.
We'll be right back.
Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Is pain during your workout slowing you down? Try Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Developed by Dr. Craig Banks, a chiropractor and a bodybuilder, Kodiak Chiropractic Cream is a topical formula that penetrates the skin and decreases inflammation and pain. Its unique blend of over 20 different natural anti-inflammatory ingredients has helped people across the country to work out with less pain. Kodiak is safe, effective, and it won't leave you swelling like a medicine cabinet either. A 4-ounce bottle is only $25 and lasts a long time, as a little goes a long way. To order your 2-month supply, call 330-678-2225 or go to KodiakCream.com. Get yours today and work out with less pain. KodiakCream.com.
Are you tired all day, not making the gains you like? Are you taking a long time to recuperate from your workouts? Then you may be suffering from sleep apnea and not even know it. Sleep apnea affects over 68% of athletes, and it may be interfering with your performance. WinningEdgeSleep.com was developed by IFBB pro athlete Dr. Derlin Castro to help athletes find out if they have this problem and how to fix it. WinningEdgeSleep.com, because sleep is the most anabolic agent there is. WinningEdgeSleep.com. Visit them today.
Hydralyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com. Visit Extreme. ExtremeFitNutrition.com, the newest and hottest supplement super site. We carry all the major brands, including Species, MHP, BPI, BSN, Optimal Nutrition, Gaspari, and many more. Low on cash? No problem. ExtremeFitNutrition.com offers competitive prices that our competitors can't beat. Now you can supplement your diet without having to supplement your bank account. Here's some of our specials. Buy $100 worth of Species products or Metabolic Nutrition and get a free t-shirt and bag. Buy $200 worth of BSN products and receive a BSN t-shirt and shaker bottle. Check out ExtremeFitNutrition.com for more great deals. Visit us at the 2011 Olympia Expo. Stop by booth number 322 and meet IFBB pros Bethany Wagner, Guy Cisternino, Tiana Gonzalez, and Gina Trociano. Remember, there's only one extreme. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com now. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved. Gear is a powerful new line of nutraceutical products that prepare, optimize, and repair your body to get the best results before, during, and after your workout. Gear utilizes the latest advances in food science and the purest form of raw ingredients to ensure that you are getting the safest and most effective physical results possible. If you're looking to take your physical performance to the next level, Gear is the answer to obtain and sustain those results. It's time to experience the difference with Gear.
This is IFBB Pro Michael Liberatore from Team Gear. Come see me in the full line of gear products at our official launch taking place at the MPC Nationals in South Beach, Miami, November 18th, 2011. See you there.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I am here with the second half of the show this week, and I am joined by NPC female bodybuilder, soon to be NPC physique competitor, Melissa DiBernardo. Melissa, how are you doing?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm so excited to have you on the show this week. As some people know or may not know, you are a female bodybuilder, but in about a week, and by the time this airs, it will be less than a week, you are getting ready for the NPC Nationals in South Beach. So you're going to be making a women's physique debut. How does it feel?
I'm actually really excited. This is probably the best I have ever felt going into a show. In fact, I'm kind of wondering, like, who I am or what's going on, because I never feel this good so close to a show. So I'm really excited for this switch.
Now, I know you've done female bodybuilding for a little while, and I mean, even just looking at your track record, I mean, you've always done pretty well. You know, you placed first and overall at the NPC Eastern USA last year. Nationals, you took fifth last year. And then at USA's this year, you actually took third as a middleweight. So I mean, as of recently, you've been doing, you know, female bodybuilding. So what was it about this year's Nationals that you were like, you know what, I think I want to make this switch?
Well, I had been going through, I had a goal when I originally switched to bodybuilding. But, you know, I wanted to compete as a middleweight, and I wanted to get to the top of the middleweight class. You know, I set that, you know, 125 as kind of a goal for me to work towards. And I made the switch to bodybuilding in 2009. That was when I did my first bodybuilding show from Figure. And I thought it would take me longer to get to 125 than it did. So by the time USA's rolled around, I was kind of like, whoa, now what? You know, I kind of needed to reassess what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go in the sport, because I struggled a lot with my off-season look. And, yeah, I liked how I looked when I was getting ready for a show, but even then I wasn't sure. And so when they started with the women's physique division this year, I originally was like, well, maybe I should try physique at the USA's. But because I'm, like, such a stickler for following my plan, I was like, no, you know, I'm going to do USA's as a bodybuilder and leave it at that. And as soon as USA's was over, I hadn't even left Vegas, and I said to Jillian Reville, who just turned pro in physique earlier this year at Junior Nationals, I said, you know what, I need to try this division, and I need to do it this year. Something was just telling me that I need to do it. So I talked to PJ Braun, who's my coach, and he agreed that it would probably be a good move, and so it's been Operation Downside.
Even if just looking at your photos, for anyone, you know, who follows RX and followed the USA's, if you look at your photos online, you, even at the USA's, you added some kind of faux physique type poses. You know, you did a few open-handed poses. Your side chest was a little more feminine, a little more how the women's physique girls do it. So aside from the posing, which I personally think you got down pat, I don't think you need to work on that anymore. So let's say your posing was right on par. Mentally, you're ready. But what did you have to do diet-wise in order to come down? Because being a middleweight, it's not like you were a heavyweight bodybuilder who had to, like, strip down a crazy amount of muscle. But what type of balance did you find you were maybe struggling with to get into the physique?
Yeah. Well, I actually, obviously, I even at 125 as a middleweight, I mean, I wasn't that big, but I'm dense. I've been weight training since I was like 16 years old, and I've been training heavy and hard since then. So I have, and I'm 31, so you do the math. So I have some miles on my muscle, so to speak. So the density was really the concern, that I needed to get rid of. It's not because it wasn't that I was like this huge monster. Like you said, I wasn't like I was a, 5'3 and 160 sure. pounds, on stage. So a lot of it was just kind of trying to get rid of that density. And it was a combination of changing my diet and changing my workouts, actually. For the first time in my life, I didn't know how to train. And PJ and I, it was really like a week-to-week thing, looking at how my body was responding. I started off doing circuit-style training, and the intention was just to burn calories, whatever, lots of cardio. So that was that as far as training goes. As far as my diet goes, that's a sad state of affairs.
I asked
him when he sent it to me, I said, I'm like, oh my God, did you dig this out of like Oxygen magazine? Because it was like 3 ounces of fish or 4 ounces of fish. And I'm like, I'm used to eating 6 ounces, or, my portions were so much bigger and they were like cut in half. It was just a sad day.
Please bring my food back, someone, please.
Yeah, I was like, and I complained about being hungry as a bodybuilder? Good Lord.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So obviously your portion size for your food changes, this is a big switch. Now, you mentioned that you switched over to bodybuilding in 2009. So did you do figure beforehand?
Yeah, I was doing figure. I started in figure and, I did okay. I won at the local level, and then I was placing top five at the regional level. Like I got like third or fourth at the Easterns 1 year, and at Atlantic States, which are two big regional shows in New York, And then I did my first national level show ever. It was Junior Nationals in 2008 in figure. And I remember, like, sitting backstage looking at all these girls thinking, I was supposed to stand out. How? And I didn't place, and that was it for me. I said, I don't even know what I can do to make myself stand out. I need something more concrete. I don't work well with this. So that's when I made the switch. And honestly, if physique had been around in 2009, I probably would have gone right to physique.
You know, you kind of look like you probably could have. You know, this is the blessing almost of having a physique division now for women like you. That seems to be the trend for the women's physique pros that I've talked to. You know, they can do very well on the local level. They can win overalls at the regional level. But the second they get to the national level stage, it's like 16th place. Immediately, and that's
right.
Just how it goes. So I'm not saying you're turning pro, but that's exactly what all of the pros have told me, that are new women's physique pros. So that seems to be a big trend, that a lot of times it is hard to stand out, especially when you're probably a little bit harder or a little bit bigger than a lot of the figure girls. And as everyone knows who's ever been to, especially Junior Nationals, that is a big ass show. So you're
yeah.
in a class full of like 25 girls, and you're thinking, oh my God, you know, how am I supposed to stand out? So I definitely agree. But I have to know, what was it in the beginning that even got you started into figure? You said that you started weight training at a young age. So when did the kind of the light bulb turn on that said, you know what, I can do this competing thing and I can do well?
Well, I've played sports all my life. I've always been incredibly, incredibly competitive. I did gymnastics for 15 years through high school. I ran track in high school too. And then when I got to college, I decided to row for the crew team. And I got into weight training at the end of like my gymnastics career, I guess you could call it. Because once I got out of competing in gymnastics, I wanted to do something to keep the conditioning because I really enjoyed that. And I was, you know, I had a boyfriend in high school at the time who went to the gym and, you know, pretended like he knew how to work out. And I went with him and it just clicked. And I figured out I taught myself how to train. I taught myself how to do all the, you know, like major compound movements, how to squat, how to deadlift, had a bench, and it just came really natural to me, and I loved it. So I did that all through college. I weight trained all through college. I was like the only girl on the crew team that it was me and one other girl who would weight train in addition to our practices. And then once college was over, I joined a gym and kept with it, but it wasn't motivating for me to work out just to keep fitting into a pair of pants. I was like, I need something else. And at the time, my eating habits were terrible, and I was still partying a lot on the weekends, going out.
That may not help putting on a little bit of salt.
Yeah. And I'll never forget, I was, you know, approached by people in the gym. There was like a little bodybuilding community and they were like, you would be great to compete. And I was like, yeah, you know, can I still have my bagel and cream cheese for breakfast though? And when they said no, I was like, yeah,
no,
I'm
going to have to stay awake. I treasure yeah. that a little too much. I feel you.
Yeah, I want my beer and my bagel and cream cheese still. So if I can't have that, then no. And so finally, just one day, I was like, you know what? I'm ready to do this. And it just like something just clicked, and I was like, all right, let's do it. And I, you know, got hooked up with some local people who, you know, kind of guided me along the way with my diet. And I got hooked up with a local guy here. His name is Greg Glavich, who taught me how to pose. I started like I was going to do bodybuilding originally, so I was learning how to pose for bodybuilding, and then I decided to do figure instead. But he would spend hours and hours and hours in front of the mirror with me teaching me how to pose, and he drilled it into my head, the importance of practicing posing. And to this day, it's still, you know, something that I've carried with me all along.
That's incredible. I got to say, your posing is definitely on par. I'm a little different than what a lot of people do, but it works so well for you, and it helps you stand out a little bit. Now, there were two things I kind of want to touch on with what you said. The first thing is that you were a gymnast for so long. So I know you went into figure, but did it ever enter your mind that maybe you could have done fitness, because you do have the gymnastics background, which is, you know, such a huge part of fitness?
Yeah, I thought about it, and the only reason I didn't take that route was because I'm lazy.
That's such an honest answer, and I love you for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure most people are listening going, what, you're not lazy? But I know exactly, well, I don't know exactly, but I have a pretty damn good idea of what those fitness girls go through. And, you know, even as a bodybuilder, yeah, our diet is hard and it's brutal, but I can't even fathom routine practice in addition to that. So, yeah, I'm lazy. That's why I never did
I love that. That is probably the most honest answer we've ever had on Muscle Girls. But thank you very much. We're gonna put that in the books as one of the records for the most honest answer. Yeah, I'm pretty much just lazy. I love that. Now, the other thing you mentioned, you know, the boyfriend that kind of got you into the gym. So what is it like? You know, we've talked to some female bodybuilders about this, and I even had, you know, Melody Milo, one of the big young 18-year-old power lifters, on last week talking about relationships. You know, a muscle girls, we talk about guys half the time. So what was it like, especially going from figure to bodybuilding, what's it like when you would talk to a guy or try to get in a relationship with a guy who was possibly intimidated, or were they ever intimidated by the fact that you're, you know, a female bodybuilder?
Well, that's the thing. And that actually kind of factored into my decision to switch to physique. I never really got any negative feedback, but because of my personality, in general, and coupled with the fact that I have these muscles that the average female doesn't have, I tended to be looked at as more of like one of the guys. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, that's partly my attitude, but then increasingly as I got bigger and bigger, you know, relatively speaking, as far as trying to grow with bodybuilding, you know, I think a lot of guys saw me less as, like, dating material and more as, like, one of the mm-hmm. guys. And also, too, with my job, my job's a stereotypically masculine job. So it actually has made dating pretty difficult, or non-existent, maybe.
How difficult are we talking? Are we talking every so often, or probably not at all?
Yeah, let's somewhere in between, okay. Not at all, and
good answer. I like every so often. We'll keep it at that.
Yeah, but you know, the way I look at it though is that, you know, this is me. Like, bodybuilder, figure competitor, women's physique competitor, whatever. You can take it or leave it. I hate to break it to you, but, mm-hmm. you know. So it was difficult, but that was part of the reason why I wanted to switch to physique, because it allowed me to find the middle ground between what I love to do with the sport and still being feminine and still, like, be considered, you know, a girly girl, dateable, you know, female, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. Now, this is probably the biggest thing that I wanted to talk about, was your job. You are actually a probation officer. And like you said, that is a very, very, I guess, masculine type of job. We've had, lately it's nuts, I swear to you, we've had all these women who are firefighters and police officers. We've had a probation officer before. I'm like, oh my God, all these like hardcore women out there. And did you ever have to deal with scrutiny? You know, obviously we've talked about the relationships, but did you ever have to deal with scrutiny from the men that you work with? Because like we talked a little bit about off the air, there's a good chance you could probably lift more weights than some of them. So did you ever get ridiculed for that at all?
No, at least not to my face. So not that I know of. In fact, I think I get a lot of, I've gotten a pretty good amount of respect from the guys and the women that I work with. I don't think they always understand like the changes that my body goes through from off season to dieting, but for the most part, like I think I get a pretty decent amount of respect. And in fact, sometimes I think they don't realize that my muscles are mostly for show and there's no go behind them, where it's like, if we get into something out in the field, I'm counting on Melissa to bail us out. And I'm thinking, that is not a good idea.
You're putting all your eggs in the wrong basket. May not happen.
Yeah. So, like, I've been volunteered to do stuff because they think that I'm exceptionally fit or athletic and because of the muscles. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Sometimes it's a hindrance. So, like, for example, I got recommended, I wound up taking this police officer mountain bike class. There was a week-long class on basically being a bike cop. And they thought I would be great at it because I had some muscles. I was so bad. It was terrible. I was falling off the bike. I was the last one in on the ride. I'm like, I told you.
Yeah, I don't think they understand that anyone in the fitness industry, whether you are bikini up to a bodybuilder, you don't at any point really want to get on a mountain bike and do some cardio. Like, no, that's work. Put me in the gym.
Right.
Have me lift a tire or something. That's fun. Stick me on a bike because you think
exactly.
I'm fit is probably not the best thing, I got to say. So how long have you been a probation officer for?
Oh, God. 6.5 years now, almost 7 years.
Do you ever have to deal with, like, some, I don't want to say, are they called clients? Are they, like, what, I guess, what's the...
We call them probationers or defendants.
Okay, there we go. I was like, I don't really, they're not really a client. That doesn't really sound right. So have you ever had to deal with some crazy, crazy people that you've had to kind of help throughout their probation?
Yes, quite a few, actually. Some are worse than others. Some want the help, some don't. I've been in some situations where I thought to myself, am I allowed to swear?
I thought to myself, you can swear on Muscle Girls. Bring it on.
Okay. Okay. I thought to myself, what the fuck should I get myself into? I'm looking around and I'm thinking, I'm not going to even go home tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But then, I mean, that's kind of the draw to the job. And that's so few and far between. It's not like it's, you know, my life is not freaking Law and Order, it's at all. But there have been moments where I'm going, "What the hell? What am I thinking?"
I can only imagine.
I've chased people down in heels. Like, I've been wearing heels and I've chased people down the street. I've tried to prevent people from jumping out of windows to get away from, you know, I get out of getting arrested for a warrant. I do have some interesting stories.
I was like, and probably legally you can't even share them with us, which is like the damnedest thing. We have all these great hardcore women on there like, no, I can't really talk about any of that. So I got to say thank you, though, for sharing those few things. I think you gave everyone a visual of you running down the street and heels trying to track someone down. That's probably the hottest thing we've ever had on the show. It definitely fits in with our listenership. For all the men listening, they just got really excited to hear that. So I'm sure you'll be getting some Facebook messages at some point.
Great.
We're helping with everyone's dating life here on the show. I guess that's what we do. Maybe not the right, I guess.
Yeah, I'm making my page private now.
Forgive me, you're never going to talk to us again. I'm kidding. So how does it feel this last week? You said you're feeling great going into nationals. So what are the last few things you're hoping to change, if anything? Or are you hoping that nothing else changes and you kind of stay exactly where you are these last couple days?
Honestly, I've just been coasting. Like, I don't want to say that it's been easy, because it hasn't been, but in the sense that as far as the work effort that I'm putting in, but like everything that's supposed to happen has happened and then some. Like, it's just been so easy. I have not been so relaxed or felt just so prepared. All I got to do is just, you know, show up in Miami and get on the stage. I'm not, you know, I don't really think that anything needs to change in the next, you know, week.
Should this make it more fun that you feel more comfortable doing physique?
Yes. I think that's part of it. It just feels like this is where I should be right now.
I
hope the judges do so.
That's definitely a good feeling when you finally kind of find your niche and you can walk into a show and be comfortable. I think if more people did that, a lot more people would be successful, because it tends to shine a little more on stage. I hate using that word because everybody uses that, shine on stage, but it's true. If you feel more comfortable, all that's going to radiate right off the stage. So I'm very excited that you feel comfortable. Now, I like to end every interview with three kind of fun questions, and I told you off the air I don't throw curveballs, and I'm sticking to that promise, so no worries. my first question that I ask everyone, so when you're at the gym, you really need to hit a hardcore workout. What type of music do you like to listen to in your headphones when you're training?
I am definitely a hip-hop rap girl, especially like old school. I'm a fan of, you know, Tupac, Biggie. So yeah, I'm definitely listening to some hip-hop.
I've been on the Eminem kick actually lately. I don't really like to admit that, but I've been doing that, and then I've been doing some kind of old school West Coast hip hop too lately. So,
okay, yeah, I'm a big fan of Kanye. I like his douchiness. I appreciate that.
When you're working out, that's what you need. You need a little bit of cocky attitude music when you're trying to work out. I'm right there with you. I have his whole newest album. I'm going to admit it right now. I have it. So. I agree with you. My second question is a two-parter. The first part is, if you are allowed a cheat meal during the week, during a normal prep, not post-contest, but during the week, what is usually your cheat meal of choice?
Oh, that's easy. I just had it last Saturday.
It's better.
definitely a cheeseburger with fries, sweet potato fries if possible, and a big fat cup of Cold Stone ice cream.
Ooh, now, what type of burger do you go for? Do you go for the, I'm going to go to a nice restaurant and have a thick, juicy burger, or I'm heading to McDonald's or like In-N-Out Burger and I'm getting that kind of fast food?
No, none of those lame-o burgers. I need a big, juicy burger, like at a nice restaurant.
Okay.
Like just this past weekend, I was at Cheesecake Factory with my little Bronx crew, and I had a big old cheeseburger.
Okay, I just had to make sure, because I was like, all right, I hope you're not meaning like a McDonald's cheeseburger, because when you get a cheat meal, you got to enjoy every bit of it. You got to savor it.
Yeah, no, none of the McDonald's like these boys do. No, thank
okay.
you.
Actually, I'm right there with you. So then let's say you compete at nationals, you walk away with a victory, a very happy placing. You're very happy with your placing. What is your post-contest meal of choice, if you could eat anything?
Probably the same. I'm really simple.
Oh, that's good.
I'm thinking of burger and fries. And I already Googled Cold Stone to find out how close it is to the host hotel. And for anybody that's interested, it's like a mile away.
So you can all get a cab together or all hop in her car and everybody can go together who's all wanting some Cold Stone after the show. That's great.
Yes.
I always say I hate it, the women on the show, and I've said this several times, so all of our listeners probably know my feelings on this, but I hate the women who you ask them what their favorite cheat meal is or what they want as soon as they get off stage. Like, I really just want some peanut butter. I really just want a rice cake and some peanut butter. I'm like, that's bullshit. I don't believe you. You want a pizza?
What?
Pizza? You want freaking ice cream? I've heard that several times. I'm like, you guys are all liars. You don't want rice cakes and peanut butter. No.
I got an inner fat kid that is just screaming to get out, especially when I'm getting off stage. So, yeah, I have no shame in my food game.
I like it. So the last question I have is a little more inspirational. Everybody knows women's physique is so brand new. We are very, very close now to wrapping up the first year for national level physique competitions and getting ready to start the pro circuit for women's physique. And I think so many women like yourself, I don't want to say that they are worried about physique, but everyone's a little unsure. I like to say, just like when bikini started, everyone's like, what the hell is this? What do the judges want? No one has a clue. We're just figuring it out. And still to this day, I don't think they've got bikini sorted out. But for physique, it's a little bit different because you have women who pride themselves in their muscle, whether they're getting a little more muscle and they're upgrading from figure, or they're kind of downsizing like you did, or kind of a little bit of both. I think you've hit all the circuits at this point. So you've upgraded and downsized and all of that all in one in a short amount of time. So what advice can you give to a woman who wants to make the switch to physique but is a little bit unsure, a little bit shaky because they don't know what the judges want? So what advice can you give them on to kind of keep pursuing their goals?
Wow. I think the same kind of it sounds cliche, but you got to go with what look is going to make you happy and what, you know, fits for you. For me, it was about finding a middle ground between my non-bodybuilding life, which is, you know, my career. And, you know, I have friends that aren't involved in the sport, and then also finding what makes me happy within the sport too. And physique is actually a perfect balance of that, where I can still train hard, not like I did for bodybuilding, which is, you know, somewhat disappointing, but it was, for me, it was about finding a balance, and it has actually worked out very much to my advantage in all ways. So it's true. I think if you go with a look, finding a look that you want, that works for you, that's ultimately going to be what's most important.
I swear you read my mind. That is what I tell everyone myself. You have to live with yourself for the next 30 years. So you got to have the body you want, because the decisions you make now will definitely affect the rest of your life. So I 100% back you up on that advice. Good call. I like it. I like it. Well, Melissa, thank you so, so, so much for coming on Muscle Girls this week. I tell you what, everyone now is going to be kind of on their seats waiting for you to make your physique debut, because you are absolutely beautiful, and your physique, I think fits physique. Not that you didn't fit bodybuilding, because obviously you were very successful in that respect, but I think you kind of have that look, and you're beautiful, and your lines are great. So we all here at Muscle Girls are pulling for you and are very excited, and we'll all be watching while you make your physique debut.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to be on. This was great. I was so excited for this, so I appreciate it.
We'll be watching, and for those that will be in Miami, make sure you watch the physique debut for Melissa. Melissa, that does it for us and for everyone else. Thanks for listening to this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. If you guys have any thoughts or suggestions for topic ideas, have any questions, anything like that, feel free to write on the forums that we're going to post the show on rxmuscle.com. Or you can shoot me an email, Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, @rxmuscle.com. And that does it for Muscle Girls this week. Until then, we will see you next week.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is a presentation of rxmuscle.com.